Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, January 8th, 2016, and here we are again at CES. I have an awesome sponsor this week. That would be Casper, the incredible mattress company. I'll be talking about them soon, along with the great discount they have for you guys. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great, man.
Awesome. And Dave Hamilton, how are you holding up?
I'm making it through. All's well that hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Dave is actually indecently cheery and full of vim and vigor today.
Yeah, what's up with that? Just are.
I just am. It's who I am. Come on.
That's how it works. True. This is who you are.
It's who I am.
Yeah, and I know I usually have a little bit more sparkle in my voice, but hey, we're in Vegas where all the air is secondhand. Man.
That's Jeff Gamet, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week.
I'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your servers. Hey, as long as we're here and we're talking about CES, we have a couple days of show, well, almost a whole week of show under our belts now. And I'm curious, are there any things that you have seen, like, in the last day or so that are standing out to you?
Yeah, I had, I mean, I've seen several things, and a lot of this, I kind of, you know, it's a fire hose that we're trying to selectively drink from here, right? And I mean, I think that's the best analogy, because you can't drink it all. And so you have to kind of go after the stuff that interests you and or speaks to you. And sometimes it takes a little while to hear what was said. But I did see something last night that was very, very interesting to me. It's a company called Aftermaster, which is made up of audio industry legends. Shelly Yakis and Larry Reichman have both been involved. Shelly especially was involved in engineering for people like Tom Petty and John Lennon and
Ghoul.
And people since then. And they both worked together in the industry. And they set out a few years ago to develop a chip to enhance audio, you know, with digital audio existing today, especially as it's been downsampled and that sort of thing. They wanted to build something that enhanced it. And they did that. And their goal was to just be a behind the scenes company that sold their technology to others that would put it in, you know, like your, you know, Bluetooth headphones or your car or something like that. And they decided to try this chip on their TV signals, their TV audio signals. They found that it was processing fast enough that they wouldn't even have to delay video to allow the results of what this chip did to the audio to stay in sync. And they were amazed. And they tested it. I mean, they were showing it on the show floor last night. What it does is it really helps to bring out the clarity of the voice. Regardless of, and they had a few different sets of speakers. They had a TV speaker, they had a sound bar, and there's nothing different that you do with this little device to bring out the kind of highlight the voice without it becoming this terrible, like, nasally thing. It sounded natural. And that's saying something in a room full of, you know, 1,000 people all talking at full volume. It really made a difference. The best part about it is this box is going to sell for $99. So it's not, you know, it's something they could sell for $500 and sell to the, you know, the audiophiles and people that are picky about their home theater and want this sort of automatic thing. But when you buy something for $500, you're going to plug it in. And you're going to be like, okay, it works. And like a week later, you're going to ask, is it working $500 worth? Whereas at $99, I think it's the kind of thing you plug it in. If it works, you're not going to think about it anymore. So it's a very interesting product. Obviously, testing this kind of thing on the show floor, in some ways, as I said, has a real benefit. But that's not the optimal listening environment, nor is it a natural listening environment. So, you know, as with everything we mention here, it's tough to really gauge how great it is. But certainly this one was very interesting to me. So it's a company called Aftermaster, and they call it Aftermaster TV. So $99.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool stuff found, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Brian, how about you?
Yeah, the first thing, Jeff, you and I talked about at some point, we talked about the fact that someone should be making a dock for the pencil, the Apple Pencil.
Right.
And that was a couple weeks before Christmas.
Right. Yeah. And we hadn't seen anything.
We hadn't seen anything. And we finally saw one last night from a company called Prism. It was a prototype. It's not on the market yet. They say it's going to be ready soon. Supposedly some large retailers in the Apple specific space are interested in the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly it looks like, you know, like an inkwell. Essentially, it doesn't look like an inkwell, but it certainly had that same feeling, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But, you know,
sure,
it's nice and heavy. It's got a nice the aluminum. It
looks sort of like it's powder coated.
What's that? Brushed. Yeah,
powder coated.
Powder coated. That was actually powder coated. Anyway, it's got a nice feel. It's nice and heavy. It's got a cork bottom so that it won't slip, and it's got a place both to charge your Apple Pencil, if that's what you want, without sticking it out the end of your iPad Pro,
mm-hmm.
or you can actually hold it tip down too. So I don't know. It's very clever. Exactly what this sort of product needs, and it's kind of hard to believe this is the first one we're seeing.
Right. And so I got to see it too. It was really cool. And what I'm hoping is that it does get picked up, so it comes out of its prototype stage sooner as opposed to later.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was great. And I loved that you could, when you take the cap off your pencil, so that you when you plug your stylus in to charge it, there's that second silo hole where you can just drop the cap so you don't lose it. And then that's the same hole where you drop the stylus when you want to just hold it without charging it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's exactly. I mean, it's not like I would actually call it not incredibly innovative, and it's exactly what this product needs.
I'm not an iPad Pro user, but it seems to me like we're talking about using this device. I mean, this pen holder is really only valuable on your desk, right? So
yes,
it's not a portable thing. So for people that are using the iPad Pro in a mobile sense, it probably makes no sense.
No, but now that you say that, I saw something yesterday that totally fits into that side of it. It's another prototype product, and it's from RadTech. What they've designed is this little sleeve that slides onto your Apple Pencil, and it has a clip on it so that you can put it in your pocket. But then off the side of it, there's a non-functioning lightning plug. So you can take this thing and just stick it into the lightning port on your iPad to hold it. But then when you want to use your pencil, you just pull the pencil off. The clip stays on. Now it also doesn't roll because there's a little tab sticking out. And you can write with it, and it has a pocket clip that's the right length so that if you put the really long Apple Pencil in a shirt pocket, the clip will still hold. And what I saw on the showroom floor, it was a digital print or 3D print prototype that they were working with, and it was really cool. And I think they're getting really close to finishing the design for that. So it's not a silo, but it's a really clever way to hold your pencil.
Cool. Got another one.
Okay.
So we've all seen products that don't need to be connected to an iPhone, right? Over the years.
Yes.
You know, like, you have an app for this? Yeah, I mean, really? You seriously? Anyway, right? We've all seen that sort of stuff that doesn't need to be. I saw something last night that I hadn't seen before that I thought was really clever. And it's called the Wide Sensor Mirror. Am I getting that right? Wide Sensor Mirror. Yes, it's called the Wide Sensor Mirror from Simple Human. And it's just a lighted mirror intended for a vanity. And it's lit. And it'll do sunlight, natural sunlight. But there's an app that comes with it, with this mirror. And if you take a photograph in the setting that you're going to be in, the mirror will then match that lighting profile. So when you're doing makeup, you can do makeup and see what it's going to look like where you're going to be, as opposed to where it looks like in your bathroom or your vanity.
I'm trying to understand this because I didn't see this last night. So it's then changing the color of this LED to match. I mean, is it a light? It's a light. Is that right?
Color and intensity.
Okay.
Both. So, you know, if you want to see what you're going to look like in your office, you can actually see what you're going to look like in your office when you're putting your makeup on. And, or, you know, and for the guys too, whether or not you're wearing makeup, if you want to know what you're going to look like, where you're going to be, you can find out. This obviously is for places where you're frequently, because you have to be in the new environment to take the photograph.
Sure.
But I just thought that was the most non-gratuitous tie-in to an app that I've seen yet.
Cool. That actually makes good sense. Yeah.
$400. Wait, is that right? So, yeah, it's $400. So not inexpensive. And it's like
beauty knows no pain.
They're using great glass. You know, you get this really clear. You know, there's other aspects to this mirror that makes it. It's Simple Human. They do stuff for your home that's like really good. I like that company.
Yeah, they do. All right. Well, I came up with something that I'll just mention real quickly that I thought was really smart, and it's from Oloclip, and they just announced it. They got the prototypes in just in time to show them to us, and it's this new package thing they put together called Studio, and what it is. It's a case for your iPhone, along with all these clip-on accessories that turn your iPhone into a recording studio camera. So you have the mounts for flashes and everything else that you would want to have in, say, a studio setup. And they've put it all together in a little package. So now you can have a portable photography and video camera studio setup wherever you go, and it's going to be $90. So you can pre-order it right now. It's going to be shipping soon. And I just thought it was really clever. Okay, so we have a sponsor this week, and our sponsor is Casper, like I said, and they are the awesome mattress company. And I am a very happy Casper customer myself, and I am really, really missing my bed because the beds at the Westgate Hotel here in Vegas, they're nice, but they're not my Casper. And I am just not sleeping as well as I was. So I have a newfound appreciation for my Casper mattress, and I'm pretty particular because I have sleeping issues. So I really like my Casper. I have the queen size bed, and it costs $850. Which, when you look at what you get for this mattress, it's multi layers of foam. It's all the right foam in the right place, so that you get the right support, but you get the right flex, and you don't get too hot, and you don't feel like you're sleeping on a board, and it's just fantastic and wonderful and magical for me. If you went to buy a comparable mattress somewhere else, you are going to pay over $1,000 for this thing, and you don't need to. Also, you don't need to go to a store to get one. You just go to their website, which is casper.com/TDO. Remember that URL is really important, casper.com/TDO, and then you can pick out the one you want, and then they ship it to you, and you don't even pay shipping, so it just comes right to your door. So $850 for the queen size, which is what I have. If you go to that URL, casper.com/TDO, and then use the discount code TDO, you get $50 off. So you can pick up the same mattress I have for $800. And that's a crazy awesome deal. The production quality on these mattresses is just amazing. And I'm really picky. I actually, when I got mine out of the package, I went around it and looked at all the seams, and I pulled back to see how the fabric was folded together. And I know I have issues, but because I have issues, you know that it's a really good mattress because I actually really checked it out. So go pick up your mattress because you really need one of these, trust me. So the website, again, casper.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO. Get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress. And I finally got to see their pillows, too. So I'm looking forward to trying those out. And I'll let you know what I think. So, Casper, thank you for being our sponsor. All right. So, Dave, you had some product category areas you're interested in, right?
Well, yeah, and we talked about some of those yesterday, and then I went and spent some time in the section of the expo that they call Eureka Park. Mm-hmm. Now, it's important to explain what Eureka Park is because not everything that you see in Eureka Park ever comes to life. Eureka Park is for very, very early stage startups. And it's a great place to be because the energy there is awesome. As opposed to, you know, when you go to the show floor and there's a booth with 100 employees and a big glitzy display and you wind up talking to somebody that's been informed about the products and maybe they're, you know, to varying degrees. Sometimes there are people that have been hired just here in Vegas and they don't quite know what they're doing. And then sometimes you might get somebody that's like the product manager. But at Eureka Park, oftentimes you're talking to the person that not only had the idea, but literally birthed the product with their bare hands and the prototype that they're showing you. So these things exist in Eureka Park, but there's a lot of business realities that need to happen or will happen between now and when they either do or don't make it to a place where you can buy or order them. With that said, I saw two things yesterday that sort of fall into the same category of body hacks that just seem very interesting to me. Even if these products don't make it, the fact that we're heading down this path is very interesting. The first one, in fact, both of these things look the same. The first one is called Nirvana, N-E-R-V-A-N-A. It is a box with earphones coming out of it. Now, with this Nirvana box, the earphones play music. You can plug your iPhone into the box and it plays music. But what the box also does is it stimulates the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, which has an endpoint in the outer ear, and it triggers dopamine production is what the vagus nerve does.
Oh, interesting. I know where you're going now.
Yeah, and it's so it's doing this in sync with the music, enhance, and dopamine is the feel-good chemical, if you will, that exists in our brains, right? So the device has no chemicals in it. It's just triggering the production of this in your head. Doing it in sync with the music, they say, makes a big, you know, it enhances your enjoyment of music. It works with recorded music that you can, you know, you plug your iPhone or whatever you want into it. It's got a little mini 8-jack. It also has an ambient sensor, and they see an application for people going to see live music, specifically the EDM crowd, electronic dance music, where, you know, it's sort of that trance type thing. And it's interesting. There's some questions I have about the response, the responsibility of the user. Triggering dopamine production is safe. They are, I believe they're FDA approved or they're working on that. They've got doctors on staff and all that. But you know, people at EDM shows tend to also be doing other things by altering their brain chemistry. And so there's some questions about personal responsibility there. But it's just an interesting thing to see somebody, you know, working on hacking the body. The second device that I saw is called the Human Charger. Looks almost identical when not powered to the first one. It's a box with headphones coming out of it. And indeed, you put these little headphones in your ear, but they're not headphones. Or earphones, I should call them, is both of these. They're in-ear, you know, earbuds is the right term. You put the little buds in your ear, and when you turn on the device, it sends full-spectrum daylight into your ear. And the goal of this product is to overcome jet lag. They say the FDA won't – they haven't tried for FDA approval for seasonal affective disorder, but they've got EU approval for it to treat seasonal affective disorder.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, they're a Finnish company, and in Finland, seasonal affective disorder hits about 30% of the population.
Right. It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. Yeah. And you know, again, these are early stage companies. I have no personal experience with either of these products other than seeing them and talking to the people that created them. So, but it's interesting. And so with Human Charger, there's an iPhone app, and when you get on an airplane, you put in where you're leaving from and, of course, what time it is, or it knows what time it is, and then where you're going and what time you're going to land. And then it tells you at what point or points during your flight to do I believe it's a 14-minute session of you put this thing in your ears and turn it on and just have it blast the light in. And they say that it reduces jet lag by 50%. And they've got studies and all this stuff. It's an interesting thing, and that product is available now. I believe it's $299. It's somewhere in the $200 to $300 range. So it's as is the other one. But again, you know, these are early stage things, but just interesting to see. And of course, by blasting full spectrum light into your ears, it affects serotonin production without affecting melatonin production, and so gives you that, you know, sort of energizing thing that you would need to get through that first day of being wherever it is you're going. So it's just interesting to me to see people using technology to effectively hack the human body, right? And trick it into adjusting to different scenarios.
Yeah, that is cool. I like this whole, or how about if I say I'm intrigued by this whole category of body hacking?
This is science fiction stuff, or it was.
Well, it may still be science fiction, right? That's the point I'm trying to make. But everything they say is plausible. And that's the part that's intriguing, right?
Sure.
Even if these companies aren't the ones that get us there, we're there. Somebody will figure it out.
Word.
All right. Well, on that word, we are out of time. So we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Good stuff.
Totally good stuff. Dave, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
And Casper, thank you so much for being our sponsor again today. Head over to their website and get yourself a mattress, because trust me, you really need one of these. Casper.com/TDO. Use the discount code TDO. Get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow.